And I am so sick and tired of this stupid, idiotic, satanic lordship salvation mess, I want to throw up on it. You don't have to take him as Lord to go to heaven. You take him as Savior to go to heaven. That's just a glorified salvation by works. Not what you do, it's what he did. It's not do, it's done. Tis done. The great transaction's done. I am my Lord's and he is mine. The old account was settled long ago. Settled. He paid for it. All I can do is trust him.
You see, well, if you trust him and don't do good, well, all of us do exactly that.
You trust him and don't do good. And you do-gooders better stop and realize it's not do-gooders that get to heaven, it's do-trusters that get to heaven. Have you accepted him as your Savior? By the way, secondly, have you accepted him as your provider? You've accepted him as your sin offering. Have you accepted him as your provision offering? Now, here's the thing. The liberals today accept him as the second one, but not the first. You can't go 2-1-3. You can't go 3-1-2. You can't go 2-3-1-3-2-1. You go 1-2-3 or 1-3-2. But you cannot trust him as your provider till you've trusted him as your Savior. You cannot trust him as your burden bearer till you trust him as your Savior. So, have you trusted him as your Savior? Do you know that your name is written in heaven? Are you sure if you died tonight, you'd go to heaven? If the trumpet sounded now, and the dead in Christ rose, and those of us who are alive and remain, who are in Christ, should rise and meet the Lord in the air, are you sure? Let me tell you something. If I had one doubt out of 1,000 in my mind tonight, that I would not rise at the rapture, I would stand up tonight and say to you folks, I pastored this church for 28 years and 3 months. But I have some doubts that I'm saved tonight, and I want to tell you something. I'm embarrassed about this because I want you to have a saved pastor. But I'd rather be embarrassed before you than be embarrassed someday at the judgment of God. And I'm going to tell you folks, I want to get saved tonight. I'd do it just like that if I had one doubt in 1,000. For the 10,000th time, I'd rather lose my job as pastor of this church than lose my hope for the holy city. I'd be embarrassed for the next few years and be embarrassed for eternity. I've accepted him as my Savior. I know I have. I'm saved, not because I'm good, but because he's good. Not because of what I've done, but because of what he's done. I'm saved. It's all settled. I trust him. I'm not saved because I joined the church. I'm not saved because I got baptized. I'm not saved because I live a good life. I'm not saved because I take communion. I'm saved because I got on the boat that he built for me through his death on Calvary. And I'm trusting the pilot. I often get on the airplane, see the pilot, co-pilot up there. I'll walk up and say, you guys sober? And they'll usually cut up, say, well, nearly. I say, you know the way, got your road map. Have you been to school? And all those little hundreds and hundreds of little doojiggers up there, I say, you guys know which one of those to push and which ones to pull? And I often say to one of them, well, okay, my mama told me to be careful. She's going to be upset with you folks if you don't be careful now, but if we go down, it's your fault. By the way, I have one deal. If the pilot will go up, I'll go up with him. Do you ever not want to fly on a flight? No, not in a quarter of a century. He goes up, I'll go up. I mean, if he goes down, if I go down, he's going down too. That's a wonderful truth. You might all write that down. But that's the way you get saved. I don't get saved because I take a Reese's peanut butter cup and give it to the pilot. I don't get saved because I shine the pilot's shoes. I don't get saved because I'm good to the pilot. I don't get to Florida tomorrow because I'm nice to the passengers on the plane. I get there because I trust the pilot. Well, how you trust the pilot? Get on the plane.